Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.
All right, news roundup, information overload. We're in Georgia today. We have a town hall tonight, 9 Eastern, on Hannity, on the Fox News Channel, with Herschel Walker and a number of special guests that we won't tell you about, but it's worth tuning in. Wednesday, we will be with Dr. Oz, a town hall there in Pennsylvania, and special guests at that town hall also. But this brings us to what we are now, a mere 22 days until Election Day. 22 days. That means a week, 3 weeks from tomorrow, you get to decide whether or not we are going to stay the course of stupidity and failure, or if we're going to change things around. If America is going to stop taking on water and sinking as a country under this, you know, Green New Deal climate alarmist cultism that is destroying our economy with record high inflation, record high gas prices, out of control borders that we have in the country, a disastrous foreign policy. It's just, there's not one thing I can refer to that I would say or identify as a Biden success. Now the key is, I believe the House is pretty well situated for the Republicans to take control. With that, by the way, comes subpoena power, and that means they can run investigations into all things the FBI that we were just talking about earlier with Greg Jarrett. That means zero experience Hunter. That means Joe Biden acting unconstitutionally with his, quote, student loan forgiveness program. Joe Biden not enforcing the laws at our border. There's a lot of work that they can get done, and hopefully we can solidify the victory 2 years later. Republicans in the House are running on their commitments to America. The commitments to America are basically the entire America First, Make America Great Again agenda. This is what we need to get this country back on track, because those are the simple, basic, fundamental conservative principles that we work, that we know work. That means liberty, freedom, capitalism, our constitution. That means lower taxes, less government. That means law and order and safety, security in every town and every city. So that means people can pursue happiness. That means we enforce the laws of the land and we secure our southern border, where, you know, 90% of the fentanyl, 90% of opioids are coming into this country. That would also mean that we will have a country that will get off its hands and knees and kissing the ass and kissing the ring of people like MBS, the pariah nation of Saudi Arabia, or other OPEC nations, or the Venezuelan murdering dictator thug there, Maduro, or trying to work a deal with the Iranians, and getting rejected again and again and again. And by the way, now gas prices, yep, it's up to $8 in some places in California, and it's going higher. We now see national averages around the country well above $5 in many states, and now about $4 a gallon, because I told you the Band-Aid solution was never going to work. So the question is now, will the Republicans be able to perform well enough in the midterms in these very key Senate races. We've got Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina. I'm not worried about John Kennedy, Louisiana. I'm not worried about Rand Paul. I'm not really worried that much about Marco Rubio. But we have potential pickups. I mean, we have to hold North Carolina. We have to pick up in Georgia. Tim Scott will win in South Carolina. We're not worried about him. I'm looking at maybe a really outside shot in the state of Connecticut. We're going to bring in the Republican Senate candidate probably this week on the show and introduce you to that candidate that has taken on Blumenthal. Then we have to win Pennsylvania. As of right now, Dr. Oz has gone from being down double digits. It is now a neck and neck race, and he's beginning to pull away. The more people learn about the radical John Fetterman, the more they don't like him. Same thing in Wisconsin. Ron Johnson pulling away from Mandela Barnes, who's basically on his hands and knees begging Barack Obama to come in and rescue the day there. J.D. Vance has to win in Ohio. Eric Schmidt has to win in Missouri. Adam Laxalt has to win in Nevada. Blake Masters has a tough race. He's got a libertarian that's going to draw heavily in that race. You're wasting your vote in Arizona if you're voting for the libertarian candidate. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm giving you political truth and political reality. There are other races that we're watching very closely. Joe O'Dea in Colorado. We're watching out in the state of Washington, Tiffany Smiley and her race. We see Tudor Dixon can actually beat Gretchen Whitmer. They're now tied 44-44. Big races here. Anyway, to give a snapshot of where we are in this race, we bring our pollsters in just 22 days out. John McLaughlin, founder of McLaughlin Associates. Matt Towery is with us, pollster, insider advantage, syndicated columnist. Let me start, Matt, with you. Overall, I'll tell you the races I'm most worried about. I'm worried. I'm in Georgia today. I think this is going to be a tight race. It seems to have tightened dramatically. We don't really have you're going to release a poll before TV, as I understand it, tonight as it relates to that race. You have any insight?
Well, it's exclusive to your show, so we're going to tell people to watch your show to see what the results are. I'm seeing the numbers, and we're going through the crosstabs right now. Let me just put it this way. That is a very tight race in Georgia, and I think the issue is going to be that the incumbent cannot get over 47%, no matter what. And I don't have the final numbers yet. But my view is that race is tightening, and it should be very interesting what the results show tonight.
So let me look. I'm worried about John McLaughlin, Georgia. I'm worried about North Carolina. I'm worried about Pennsylvania. I'm worried about Ohio. I'm worried about Nevada. I'm worried about New Hampshire. I forgot General Bolduc. I think he's got a chance there. I'd like to see Colorado, Washington as an outside shot. And I'm worried about Blake Masters in Arizona. Where do you see those races headed?
Well, I think overall, the New York Times has a poll that 64% of all voters think the country's on the wrong track, which means they're catching up with us. We're going to release a poll tomorrow that 65% say all voters think that the country's on the wrong track. And they're actually voting generically for a Republican. Last month, we had the Republican up 48-44. This month, they're up 6. So 49-43. So what's happening is we've got 22 days to go and we have to run like we're behind, but there's a surge coming that the Democrats have this country on the wrong track. It's Joe Biden's fault. It's the Democrats' fault. And all these close races where you've got these toss-up Senate races, if they feel that same nationalization, and these are battleground states, when you think about Georgia, the Herschel Walker's pollster tweeted out earlier today that they've got to poll more information, that they're up 2 points, 46-44. It's a close race, any way you look at it. These close races in 22 days, if our vote comes out the way they seem to be coming out, it appears that the Republicans will win the Senate as well as the House, and the House they'll win decisively.
Well, I hope so. Let's go through the states you're most worried about, Matt Towery.
Well, the ones that I'm polling for the Fox affiliates are Florida, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, doing Nevada. And probably have another poll coming out and a few other states coming up, North Carolina being one. The ones we're concentrating on, I think Florida Rubio is in good shape. Georgia is a tug of war, but probably the worst that could happen to Walker is being a runoff, and now the rules have changed. I think he would be the favorite to win that runoff. North Carolina looks good. It could get a little tight. Pennsylvania, we see Oz coming up. I think that's a neck-and-neck race, but as you alluded to earlier, There's certainly a lot of progress on Oz's part as people see what Fetterman's all about. Arizona, Masters is really moving up as well. And, you know, he's been starved for cash because a lot of the RNC big deals with the Senate that didn't want and don't want him to have any money. But he's getting it anyway. That's a close race.
By the way, I read that Peter Thiel is jumping in to help Blake Masters out. Obviously, Peter Thiel, you know, could throw $100 million into it without batting an eyelash.
Well, I think that's been Masters' problem there because he had a really good debate. But, you know, he's just when you're starved for cash and you're at the last 4 weeks, you got to have an infusion. Apparently, he's getting it. Then I would say Ron Johnson's good in Wisconsin. It looks like he'll be in good shape. So to me, the Nevada pickup, which we're expecting of Laxalt, along with Johnson returning, winning North Carolina, if Oz pulls off Pennsylvania, or if Herschel ends up winning Georgia, then really you just need an Arizona and really just Nevada to get you to above 50. So the I can just end it with this.
But you need some fallbacks, and you're also presuming that J.D. Vance, do we have any worry about J.D. Vance at all?
I'm not concerned about J.D. Vance at all. I think some of the Republican folks out of D.C. have tried to act like they needed to get money to J.D. Vance, but I'm not sure it was really going to go to J.D. in the first place. Mm-hmm. I think he's in good shape. I'll say this. You're going to watch in the next few weeks one of two things happen. Either there's going to be some outrageous October surprise that we can't even imagine right now to try to repress Republican voters from going to the polls, or this is going to be the biggest tsunami that I've seen since 1994 when I was Newt Gingrich's chairman and you were there with me that night when he won the speakership, Sean.
That would be big. Quick break. We'll come back. More with our pollsters, Matt Towery, Insider Advantage, John McLaughlin, McLaughlin and Associates from Georgia. Town Hall with Herschel Walker tonight on Hannity on Fox. Set your DVR. Listen, if you've ever received a derogatory or aggressive email, text, social media message from someone that you don't know, it could be cyber stalking. It's a serious crime that can take many, many forms, including blackmail, false accusations, tracking your location, posting hateful statements about you, publishing your private information, even threats of violence. By the way, welcome to the world of Hannity. That's our lives. But it's serious when it happens, and it happens quite a bit. This is where LifeLock.com by Norton, they will see all of these threats that we will never pick up on our own, these people that use any method possible to steal your identity. If, in fact, any of your personal information ever gets compromised, you'll get an alert. And if you are a victim of identity theft, you'll get a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist to fix it for you. It's a low annual rate. You'll save an additional 25% off your first year when you go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code Hannity, save 25%. LifeLock.com, 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Hannity. Protect your good name, reputation, finances, and your credit score. LifeLock.com. We continue from Georgia with our pollsters, Matt Towery and John McLaughlin. Looking forward 22 days now outside of these all-important midterms. Where do you see the most, where are you most concerned, John McLaughlin, in terms of these Senate races?
You know, right now it's like you're right where the heart of the action is today in Georgia because, you know, I used to pull for Governor Deal down there, and I pulled for years in Georgia, and they can't get away from each other that the parties are in that kind of an equilibrium. So that one is going to be close, and it could be a runoff state. So, you know, there it's a situation of, you know, if Herschel can do better with, say,
you mean a runoff because you got the Libertarian in Georgia, correct?
Yes, correct. And
by the way, let me just say something about the Libertarian aspect of Georgia. Mm-hmm. Neil Boritz was on the air 40 years here as one of the strongest Libertarian voices in the country. And there's still plenty of Boritz fans in Georgia that I think might go Libertarian, which would be a runoff situation for Herschel. And I'd say if it's a runoff, Herschel odds on favorite.
Yes, and the other part about that is we used to always have, like, when Governor Deal was running, we'd have the Libertarian at, you know, 2-3%, et cetera, because we didn't give them another choice. We ran against the Democrat that they were wrong on the issues. Herschel did that in the debate, and when you think about it, like, if he can get more voters who are, particularly those that were not born and raised in the South, that live in metro Atlanta, that realize that, hey, you moved there for a reason. It's a low-tax state. It's a state where, you know, the police you know, kept law and order, et cetera. If you want somebody who's right on the issues, you have to vote for Herschel. And in these other states, it's the same way. Inflation coming up. Every campaign that I'm delivering a poll, and I'm calling around to campaigns multiple times a day, delivering poll numbers, and I'm saying to them, so what's the price of gas that you paid today? And they're telling me it's all going up. And people are telling me horror stories about going to the supermarkets, and you hear businesses about supply chain issues. So inflation is the driving, you know, the driving economic issue right now. And then a lot of these places in the country, like in New York with Lee Zeldin being a close race, now being rated toss up for governor in a 2-1 Democrat state, where it's about crime, it's about safety. I mean, you have this cashless bail is crazy in New York, and the amount of crime that we have. So that's become a national issue, and not just in New York, but across the country. So I think that that's something that the Republicans are running on with success. And, you know, the Democrats are responsible. They have all these failed policies that are that the voters are turning on right now. So whether this turns out to be like 1994, as Matt's talking about, where you get a Republican tsunami, or 2012, where the Democrats come up with some sort of Obama-like move where they were able to, you know, defeat, you know, Mitt Romney at the last moment. That's what the last 22 days are about.
Mitt Romney defeated himself, which brings me to Utah, where you've got this Egg McMuffin guy, Evan McMullen, that is running. The problem is he's apparently within five by trying to be somebody that everybody with a brain knows he's not. He's not a conservative. And Mitt Romney, I think what he did and what he's doing in this case to Senator Mike Lee is beyond damaging. Do we have to worry at all about Utah, Matt Towery?
No. What we have to worry about is that the Republicans get the majority in the Senate. They still have to deal with Mitt Romney.
Well, 2 years from now, Jason Chaffetz, I think, would be a very formidable candidate for in a primary against Mitt Romney. No doubt about it. But you have all these Democratic organizations. They don't have a Democrat running in Utah. They conceded the loss. So they run somebody that says he's an independent, but he's getting all his money from Democratic groups, Matt Towery. And I'll tell you right now, it's dirty politics at its worst. And you know that behind the scenes, it's my strong belief that Mitt Romney's up to his eyeballs in this.
Well, let's just put it this way. I'm a pollster, and I used to write an opinion column every week for newspapers. If I were writing an opinion column right now, I would not have anything nice to write about Mitt Romney. He's not been helpful to the Republican Party. He's not really even helpful to himself, because having been the standard bearer of the party and now coming across as being so blatantly maniacal in the way he goes about doing things, he's just not winning anybody. It probably will have a hard time getting reelected the next time in Utah.
All right. We really appreciate both of you being 2 days to go. Matt Towery, Insider Advantage, John McLaughlin, McLaughlin Associates. We'll be checking in often throughout the next 3 weeks on this program, see where we are. And then it's game time. Every American, you know what's at stake. I cannot possibly in words convey the urgency that I'm feeling about this election. You know, get yourself engaged, get your friends engaged, get your family engaged, get anybody you can run into engaged.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Hi, 25 now till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program coming to you from the great state of Georgia. Many people may not remember, but I was here 4 years, had four great years in Atlanta. Anyway, we're here for a town hall tonight. It'll be on Hannity, 9 Eastern, with Herschel Walker and special guests that I'm not going to tell you about. What?
You said you had four great years here. I did.
Didn't they ask you to leave?
No, that's not a...
Didn't they write an article in the paper asking you to leave?
No, they didn't. No, if you want the truth to be told...
I would love the truth to be told.
I just started on October 7th, my 27th year, on the Fox News Channel. Okay. I left Atlanta to go on Fox News.
Uh-huh.
And then I ended up getting hired at the ex-wife radio station in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I did 11 to 2 at night for a year, and then I went to Afternoon Drive. Okay. So... The Atlanta Journal-Constitution had an article at the end of the year. 1996 was a great year for two reasons. The Olympics came and Sean Hannity left.
Uh-huh. What part of the 4 years was this? Is this the end?
Yeah, but that...
So your final farewell was please leave.
Well, I was already gone by that time because it was the year-end edition.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't as bad as when I left Huntsville. When I left Huntsville, Alabama... The local paper there wrote an editorial.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye to the talk show host from hell.
Oh, subtle.
I know.
Southern hospitality, huh?
I'm trying
very
to understand.
Sweet and kind.
I almost had as thick an accent at that point in my career as you do now.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No idea what you're talking about.
I have no accent at all.
No talk.
Everyone else has a terrible accent, actually.
Say coffee.
It's coffee. It's talking. And we're here in Georgia.
Georgia. Say it again. Georgia?
Georgia.
Georgia. You sound like a Georgia Peach saying.
Listen,
you're saying
they love
that.
It. I walked in. I said, how is everybody doing? They're like, oh.
How you doing? I'm from Linda, from New York.
I didn't even say that. I just said, how you doing? And they're like, okay, you're in the back. Walk around the corner.
You're not loved. All right, before we get to our phones here, I want to go back to where we were earlier in the program today. I don't know what it is about Joe and the sniffing of young girls' hair. It just... When I would run those montages on TV, I can't take it. It just creeps me out. Creepy Joe.
Can we talk about what? Where is that girl's mother?
And rubbing the shoulders.
Why
and
are you
sniffing
touching
the hair?
Her? Why? Okay,
exactly. By the way, I can't stand people when you have conversations that are all over me with their freaking hands.
I'm like, close talker.
I'm like, I can't take it. Don't touch me.
I've actually been in the room with you.
It makes me want to go
it's
ninja
hilarious
on
to
you.
Watch because people come up, oh, Sean Hannity, you're my favorite. And they get very close and you're like, yeah, I'm more of a space person. If you could just, I'll sign whatever you want. We could shake hands, but you need to be over there.
Shake hands and we're done.
Yeah, no, he's disgusting.
But there are people, listen, I, for example, you can see it like bars, girls that are always touching guys. A guy's interpreting that. The way that a guy would interpret that.
It should be interpreted because the girl is sending a message.
Okay. I don't know for sure. I'm assuming her motives are pure. What do I know?
Oh, okay.
It's not exactly my
scene.
We'll
talk after the show.
Okay. But Joe doing it is creepy. He's rubbing their shoulders, sniffing their hair. And then he tells this young girl, no serious guys until you're 30. Now, by the way, it's a joke that I've used. No dating until you're 30.
Yeah, but you're not gently massaging the stranger's shoulders as
you
say
it. No, I'm not touching them.
I mean, it's to me,
it's creepy.
It's beyond creepy. I mean, in this day and age, I mean, I think it would be considered, you know, harassment, assault.
Exactly.
You know, unwanted touching. I mean, where are the
Bella, you agreeing with us? We can't hear you unless you're on something called the microphone.
Bella is here. And
yeah,
Bella would not
go
want
to
Joe
Linda's
on,
microphone.
Bella would not want Joe on her shoulders.
No, it's so cringe.
Bella said it's so cringe.
It's so cringe. Is that how it's said today? Yeah. All right. If you want to talk, you have to go over there.
She's got some things to say.
All right. So that here's Biden saying, and creepy Joe's back. Let's put it that way.
Look at him.
Now, the very important thing I told my daughter and granddaughters: no serious guys are 30.
No what?
No serious guys till you're 30.
Don't keep that in mind. At least.
How old were those girls?
Not old enough for him.
Jeez, not old enough for anybody. And then the other big thing, and then we'll get to the phones. Joe Biden, our economy is strong as hell as he's shoving more ice cream down his throat. Inflation is a worldwide problem. Now we've gone from it's Trump caused it, or Putin caused it. Everybody in the world caused it. Fox News caused it. Sean Hannity caused it. Everybody caused it, but him. Him and Pete Buttigieg, same line. Listen.
Just one more economic one. Are you concerned about the strength of the dollar right now?
I'm not concerned about the strength of the dollar. I'm concerned about the rest of the world. Does that make sense? Yes. Our economy is strong as hell. The internal. Inflation is worldwide. It's worse off everywhere else he does in the United States. So the problem is the lack of economic growth and sound policy in other countries, not so much ours. And that's how it's worldwide inflation that's consequential.
Forecasting is, by its nature, something that is a little bit uncertain. What we know is that...
That's political spin.
Well, look, I don't think anybody could argue that, for example, our unemployment numbers are anything but strong as hell. They're under 4%. That almost never happens. We're at or near the definition of full employment. We also don't have any illusions about the challenges that Americans face with prices.
Unbelievable. All right, let's hit our busy phones. Dennis is in Arizona. Dennis, hi. How are you? Glad you called, sir. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Now, I just wanted to talk a little bit about this upcoming election here in Arizona. We have some real strong candidates at the top. We got Kerry Lake, Blake Masters, Attorney General Abe Hamadeh. These are three solid Republican conservatives that are going to turn Arizona like Florida.
I'm worried about Blake Masters because he's got this libertarian out there that's drawing votes away from him.
He's going to be fine. You saw what he did to Kelly in the debate. Okay,
I did.
The guy can walk, talk, and chew gum same time. He's an excellent young man. He is the real deal. And I think a lot of people down here are going to vote down ballot. They're going to start with Kerry and just keep going. They really are. We've had it. Arizona. I moved here 16 years ago.
I hope so.
Wonderful state of California. Arizona was beginning to look like California, but you know what? It's starting to look a lot better.
Everybody in Arizona and everybody in the country, ask yourself, are you better off with Joe Biden as your president? And if you say yes, I'd like to know specifically where you're better off. I mean, I gave out all the economic statistics earlier in the program. I won't do it again now, but it is an unmitigated disaster. And every American is suffering as a result of this. The loss of wealth is now in double digits in the trillions, not billions, not millions, trillions. And we can't afford to allow this to continue anymore. And in 22 days, I keep reminding all of you, if you don't participate, go all in and do everything you can possibly do, you're going to end up with the government you deserve, and it's going to get worse. Anyway, I appreciate the call, Dennis, out in Arizona. Let us say hi to Chuck is in Reno, Nevada. What's up, Chuck? How are you? Got a great Senate candidate out there, and Adam Laxalt. I think he's got a really good chance of winning.
Yes, he does. Hey, Sean, I wanted to talk specifically about some facts about search warrants in relation to like Mar-a-Lago's warrant and all these warrants that we're talking about. I'd like to kind of like to know, was it a knock warrant? Was it a no-knock warrant? Was it a daytime service-only warrant? Was there surveillance on the target prior to the warrant being issued? And what was the emergency? Was there pre-surveillance? And I also would like to say...
There was no emergency.
Right.
There was none whatsoever. Well, if you look at it objectively and you ask yourself on the level of importance, where should this be? All right, so what I've learned is every administration, there's chaos when a president leaves office. You know, you put a lot of Adam Schiff in a box and the box gets sent to location A, B, C, and D. And then at some point, the National Archives and Record Administration, they want whatever documents that are required sent back. And they work with the people to make that happen. Now, then apparently they had made progress because in January of this year or January or February, I'm pretty sure it was January, the NARA ended up sending a letter to the Trump people thanking them for their cooperation. And then in June of this year, FBI guys showed up there and they wanted to see what remained in terms of boxes. They were shown exactly where they were, is my understanding. And they're the ones that then a couple of days later requested that they put a padlock on it. And Trump said, sure, we'll put a padlock on it. They put a padlock on it. And then they come running in and have this raid that was approved by Merrick Garland. Now, I don't know what they have, what they don't have. They say they found 100 top secret classified documents in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of papers that were there. All right, maybe they did. On Hillary Clinton's email, we have James Comey himself admitting she, on her private servers, it's just an electronic version of it, had top secret, marked at the time, classified and top secret information on her servers. And she had more than what they found in the raid of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. And my question is, why didn't they go after her? Why wasn't it such a big deal then? Now, the bottom line is, I guess, I know Donald Trump. Donald Trump isn't going to go sorting through boxes to find, you know, what Adam Schiff might be in it. I mean, he doesn't care. He's not going to do that. He's going to spend his days playing golf and enjoying it. He's not going to be reading through boxes. So, we keep reading that they might. Now they think they might have left some boxes. Is it not every box has been turned over? The whole thing to me is a mess. And, you know, at this point, it's just one more example of a dual justice system. Democrats get treated one way. Republicans get treated an entirely different way. And you know what? We better get to the bottom of it, because if we don't, we're not going to have a country. Every law we have as a country is based on our Constitution. It's rooted in our Constitution. And now we know that everybody in the FBI, they knew they wouldn't get a FISA application approved without Hillary's bought and paid for dirty dossier. And they knew it was unverifiable because the guy that wrote it, had it put it together, was offered $1 million in early October 2016. To corroborate it. He couldn't do it. He didn't get the million. And he didn't get the million because he didn't have the evidence. And yet they used it anyway to go and ruin Carter Page's life and spy on a presidential candidate. And then they did it three other times. So that's a full year, you know, from the time Donald Trump ran until, you know, 9 months into his presidency. Anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's say hi to Kim in Texas. Kim, hi. How are you? Glad you called, and God bless Texas.
Yes, the great Republic of Texas. Thank you for taking my call. I need to talk about the new Labor Department ruling where they're going to reclassify independent contractors. And they're doing this because they want to help us. But this law, the document they put out is 148 pages. The first 120 of it is case law. And they just feel like that this area of labor is underdeveloped, and they want to flesh it out. And they use different standards for a contractor in different court cases, but what they're wanting to go back to is what's called the ABC rule. And basically the worker has to be free of control of the entity in order not to be considered an employee. But what they're trying to do is erase a lot of contractors, self-employed contractors, and put them
in other words, 1099, and turn them into and put them in, make them employees, right?
Yes. Let me give you a list of what they specifically listed. Most of these.
I don't have a lot of time, but give it.
Okay.
Give me your
truck drivers.
Yeah, real quick.
Do we need this on our economy? I mean, our economy cannot take this. This will pull the legs out from under our economy. Satellite installers, freelance workers, any gig delivery driver, any.
By the way, if you do this to Uber drivers, for example, nobody's going to be an Uber driver. If you do this to truck drivers, you know, they get to deduct their meals. They get to deduct their gas. They get to deduct repairs. That's a big chunk of money that goes towards their salary. And if you force that situation, they're just doing it for more money. And this is another example of Joe lying. I am not going to raise taxes on any American making under $400,000 a year. And meanwhile, the people that are disproportionately impacted by Joe's inflation, which on average is $7,200 a household, are the poor, the middle class, and people on fixed income. And you're right. If they put you demand that you get a W-2 instead of a 1099, they're hurting you even further. It's a great point. Anyway, I got to run. I wish I had more time. Thank you for a good call. We continue from Georgia. Don't forget Herschel Walker Town Hall tonight, 9 Eastern, Hannity on Fox. Look, if you're like me and you ever suffer from insomnia, it just sucks. There's no other way to put it. It's awful. It's horrible. You can't fall asleep no matter what you do. AllThingsMyPillow.com have changed my life for the better. I fall asleep faster. I stay asleep longer. You can too. And all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com in the Sean Hannity Square. They have great deep discounts on so many of their wonderful products. But anyway, right now they're offering the Giza Dream Sheets. You've heard me raving about them before. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza, ultra soft, breathable, very durable, And now at the lowest price they've ever been sold at, 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with the promo code Hannity. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, go to the Sean Hannity Square. You get all these deep discounts, or call 800-919-6090. Mention my name. Those products will arrive in the sleep that you want, the sleep you need, the sleep you crave, the sleep you desire will be yours. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square.
Get out of the media spin room. Well, you've come to the right place. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. From Atlanta, we have a special Hannity Town Hall tonight with Herschel Walker and numerous special guests. I'm not going to tell you about. You'll have to tune in. Set your DVR tonight, 9 Eastern, on Fox News. I promise you'll never get to from the mob, and we are only 22 days away from the all-important midterms. See you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.